Best one. Yeah, that guy there, he's from Nashville.
Nashville? Oh, you're...
Both of these guys are from Nashville.
You know, I've learned that if you want to be a Nashville songwriter, just move to Nashville and write a song. Then you can get that prestigious reputation of being a Nashville songwriter. Of course, you'll be driving a cab or washing dishes in a restaurant, but by golly, you'll have a P.O. box in Nashville because you're living in your car because, you know. Winchester, Virginia. Isn't there a song? Winchester, Virginia.
Testing one. And then over
Alva.
There, Mindy, over there.
Alva, Florida.
Fort Myers.
Fort Myers on that end. So we're from all over the place.
All right. Thank you.
Are you ready, guys?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dale Kreider and the gang.
Thank you. Thank you. That's our Dragonfly March. We're happy to be here, and when Mindy was introducing us, she was talking about songwriters. What a growth industry songwriting is in Florida. When every year we have probably 200 or 300 songs created, the state couldn't pay any salaried employee that could produce that kind of creativity, could they? And this one, we'd like to start out with about a dear friend of everybody who ever came to this marble stage, a guy that I first saw here in 1964. His name was Gamble Rogers. I remember Gamble Rogers. He was a gentleman with the guitar. Gone on a little further now, a little deeper in the stars. He went down into the water to help save a drowning man, and he left this world holding out his hand. Was a gentleman at that microphone now, had a subtle wisdom and a southern bow. Mississippi John and Agamemnon Jones, he had that magic in his hand. He played the old songs and they still ring true. He was a poet and philosopher too. He said, life is just what happens to you while you're making other plans. Red Henry from Winchester, Virginia, formerly from Florida. That's his son, Chris, formerly from Florida. He's in Nashville now. John Hitchcock. John Hitchcock's from Jacksonville, but he calls Nashville his home. Used to play that banjo with none other than Bill Monroe. I remember Gamble Rogers. He was a gentleman with the guitar. He's gone on a little further now, a little deeper in the stars. He went down into the water. Sing along. Helped to save a drowned man, and he left this world. He left this world holding out his hand, holding out his hand. He had this gift of innocence and a fondness for the key of E. And he always had that air of thankful dignity. And from the trade winds to the troubadour, he was a celebrated raconteur. He left us laughing at the backstage door. He left us crying out for more, more,
more,
more, more. I remember Gamble Rogers. He was a gentleman with a guitar. He's gone on a little further now, a little deeper in the stars. He went down into the water, tried to help the drowning man, and he left this world holding out his. Reach out there and grab somebody. Keep them from drowning. I'm sweating about that much myself. His hand. Thank you, thank you. I'm here still defending mosquitoes, even though they destroy more human lives than any other critter on the planet. And you might have noticed we didn't have any mosquitoes in our group this morning because they got swatted. But this is one of the best ways to kill mosquitoes, just slapping them. And studying their biology is something that I've done a lot of. And I know we're not going to eliminate them in spite of how much poison we want to buy, expensive poison, to put out there and kill mosquitoes. We have 70 or 75 different species. Most of them here in Florida don't bite human beings. They feed birds and minnows and all kinds of little critters like dragonflies, mosquito hawks even. And so in the name of mosquito respect, I could not write a song that included killing them with airplanes and spraying Florida with pesticides. So I put this song out for young people to get an idea of how important, if they like fish, mosquitoes are as food for fish. And so we started building this notion, and the kids started singing along. Almost everybody knew the song. It started. Now, come on now. As I went walking one evening for pleasure, an ornery mosquito came buzzingly by. What nature adventure would ever be hindered by a blood-sucking creature? I promise not I was wading through the swamplands of mossy gray cypress, with white ibis visions and blue heron skies. But breaking the silence was the blood-sucking violence. Mosquitoes kept humming their dumb lullaby. It's all vibrations, you know. You vibrate more, you get smarter, and your blood circulates better. So everybody do some vibrations that can't get out your nose because you got them clamped off, and it goes like. My itching and burning impeded my yearning for white ibis visions and the blue heron skies. And I thought, Would the pyramid of species be tumbled to pieces if a big splash mosquito up on my arm died? Thank you. I first arrived here in 1964 when this was the only part of the festival, and you broke yourself loose from the picking that was going on down there in the Seminole camp where this huge big old three-story old hotel was, and you found your way up here once a day to sing for Cousin Thelma on this marble stage. And then you got back down there before the fiddle break ended. And so I think this is hallowed ground. It's certainly hard, marble hard. It's one of my favorite places to play, and you're one of my favorite audiences. So give yourself a hand. Thanks for coming to the Florida Folk Festival. We're just beginning to recognize what a wonderful thing we have. This is my first song. When the hurricane took my woman, I moved out to sea. I took revenge about the wind, I turned the pirate's creed. I cursed the fee for taking my dream, in spite I robbed its gold. Robed in fortune, I forgot my shame in the Gulf of Mexico. So sail it to the Keys, ahoy, row this gift ashore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's sneer. Roll them out to scale, lad, mark the secret trail by Gad. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. Jim Walsh from down in Fort Myers. He used to live with me over there in Windsor. Well, the lighted smokes drive the skeeters off, and they bite worse each day. And I dim the tell, I climb the rigging aloft to keep first watch o'er the bay. By the fever stuck my crew, they all were dead by dawn. I know that plague shall take me too, so my secret's in this song. On the last key to the west, underneath an eagle's nest, dig a fathom in the rotten tear. Chester rotted from the bale, but the yellow gold will prove a tale about the mangrove buccaneer. So sail to the Keys, ahoy, row, skip the shore, my boy. Bury the gold with a robber's snare. Roll them out the scale, Lord, mark the secret trail, my God. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. Okay, if we got time for one more. Anybody? Do I? What? Wild and free. Okay.
Bill Skinner.
Wild and free. Yeah.
Oh.
Wild and free.
I was thinking somewhere midstream, I almost killed myself over at Gamble Fest with Mule Skinner Blues. I used to do that here in the key of B, if you can believe that. Now I get it in G and almost die on stage. But you don't want to see that, do you? I don't either. What I would like to do, though, is this song that names all of the critters, not all the critters we became today, but in this procession of wild Florida, where we evolve out of the water of the Suwannee, come up the bank just like an anhinga would to dry his wings in the sunlight, we actually make our skins and our nests and all, whatever we become, even a jellyfish. We've even got several people, big people, that want to be jellyfishes next year. And so it's one of the things that you can become part of Florida ecology, whether you really pay taxes for that purpose or not, just by becoming the animal you think needs help. And or the one that you always thought had habits similar to yours. And so butterfly is what most of you should be, maybe. But we can use more of all of these things, and musicians, if you'd like to join us next year. We use recycled materials, and we make them into things that need humans to support them. And you become that support, and you walk. And we're the only moving venue, and we get far more cameras snapped in our face than anyone else in this thing. And that alone is a great high, because usually people are saying, yeah, identify with making an artistic expression at the Folk Festival for all of the Florida wildlife and the ecosystems that support them. So I'm going to name this one The Last Live Photo. It's a note about an osprey, an eagle and a panther, note about a wood stork and the manatee, note about an otter and the Okaloosa darter, sturgeons in the Suwannee and the mammals in the sea, caracara of Kissimmee, wasted on the prairie, drainage of the wetland took the sandhill crane, crocodiles in the mangroves, Everglade kite woes. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo. It's a photo of an osprey, an eagle and a panther, photo of a wood stork and a manatee, photo of an otter and the Okaloosa darter, sturgeons in the Suwannee and the mammals in the sea. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo. Much for coming up here today. You had to wade through the hot sun. We have a few CDs for sale back here called The Wildwood Swamp, which features most of the people in the band. Come around if we can help you do a show sometime. It's a photo of an osprey. Osprey, you spray, no spray. For the last live photo.